弟兄姊妹平安。
Greeting to your brothers and sisters.
这是天父世界吗？
Is this the Father's world?
如果是天父世界的话，为什么有苦难呢？
If this is the Father's world, why are there suffering?
在圣经中最古老的一卷书就是约伯记。
The oldest book in the Bible is the book of Job.
那它的中心就是谈到，从我们人来说，就是谈到人最古老的问题，也是一个最难回答的问题，就是苦难的问题。
In that book is talk about the oldest question we all have, is the question of suffering.
可是很稀奇的，这一卷书的结尾是记载了最多问题的一段。
But very amazingly, in the conclusion, it actually asks many questions at the end.
那里有许许多多的问题。
There are many questions there.
是谁问的？
Who asked those questions?
是神问的。
God asked those questions.
神问人许多的问题。
God asked many questions to the man.
所以感谢神，如果我们能够懂得在那里神的问题的话，我们就能够懂得苦难的答案。
So thank God, if we can understand those questions that God asked, then we will understand why there are sufferings in this world.
是，为什么我要提这个？因为看到下雪，我想起来。
Why do I want to mention that? Because I just saw that it's snowing outside, and I remember that.
约伯说了许多的话，神好像非常的安静。
Job had spoken many things, but God kept quiet.
那很多时候我们以为神没有话好说。
So we thought that God may not have anything to say about it.
可是其实神有答案。
But yet God had answers.
但是为了神为了要帮助约伯，所以神让约伯讲。
But in order to help Job, God will let Job speak.
那我们发现起初约伯的话很好啊，在约伯记开头的时候。
We see that in the beginning, Job spoke well.
可是那还不是他最深处的话。
But it's not what deep in his heart.
当约伯慢慢慢慢把他最深处的话道出来的时候。
And later on, when he spoke deeply from the heart,
神还是在那里保持安静。
And God still kept quiet.
一直等到约伯把他所有要说的话通通说出来了以后，神再来面对约伯。
Until Job finished speaking what's in his heart, then God started to speak.
神从旋风中问约伯说。
God asked Job in the wind.
神说，我造大地根基的时候，你在哪里？
Where were you when I created the heaven and earth?
那我给大家念。接下来后面在约伯记三十八章22-23节，约伯记三十八章22-23节。
So I read for you in Job 38, verse 22-23.
神说：“你曾进入血库，或是见过爆仓吗？”
So have you entered the storehouse of the snow or seen the storehouse of the hail?
这雪暴乃是我为降灾并打仗和征战的日子所预备的。
Which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle.
光亮从何路分开？东风从何路分散遍地？
What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth?
谁为雨水分道？谁为雷电开路？
Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm?
使雨降在无人之地，无人居住的旷野，使荒废凄凉之地得以丰足，青草得以发生。
To water a land where no man lives, a desert with no one in it, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass.
雨有父吗？露水珠是谁生的呢？
Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew?
当然我们没有时间一一的念下去。
I don't think we have time to read every single of those questions.
那我想我自己觉得常常有时候看见下冰下雪，我心里就是觉得 inconvenient, 不方便。
And sometimes when I see the hail and the snow, and I think that's so inconvenient.
但是其实我们如果回到神面前的话，有一首诗歌说宇宙默默唱着一首歌。
But if we come back to the Lord, there's a song that said the heaven and earth quietly speak.
诗篇十九篇告诉我们，这个宇宙虽然无声，却有信息。
And Psalm 19 tells even that the heaven and earth is quiet, but there's a message there.
所以我们要学习在这个无声的宇宙里面能够听见神的话。
So we need to learn how to listen to God's voice in this snow and hail.
那我想虽然跟今天的好像没有什么关系，但我们不妨念一下约伯记的结尾42章，约伯最后对神所说的话。
Even though it's not related to today's message, we can still read from the final verse of Job, is in chapter 42.
其实和今天的信息是很有关系。
Naturally, it's very much related to today's message.
约伯记42章1-6节，约伯回答耶和华说。
Job chapter 42 verse 1 to verse 8, and how Job replied to the Lord.
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
I know that you can do all things, no plan of yours can be thwarted.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
You ask who is that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。
He said, listen now.That I will speak, I will question you, and you shall answer me.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土中，尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore, I despise myself and repent in the dust and ashes.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们清晨的时候，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you in this morning.
你仍然召聚弟兄姊妹们一起来明白你的旨意，一起来听你的话。
We have gathered brothers and sisters to understand and listen to your words.
主，你是创造的主，你也是救赎我们的主。
Lord, you're the Lord of creation, also the Lord of salvation.
你说我们是为你的荣耀所创造、所制作、所造成的。
You created us for your glory's sake.
我们感谢赞美你，主，但愿今天早晨我们在这里不突然聚集，我们能够听见这位创造我们的主、救赎我们的主向我们所说的话。
We thank you and praise you that we can gather here with that we can understand the words that you how you have created us.
主，把说话的交在你的手中，但愿我们不用无知的言语使你的旨意暧昧不明。
We lift up for the one who speak and that you will help us to speak.
我们实在需要你亲自来对我们说话。
We need you to speak to us individually.
我们感谢你，你对我们的旨意是纯全善良的。
We thank you because your will is good.
为着这一个，我们敬拜你，主，我们愿你旨意自己的旨意成就在你教会的当中。
For that we worship you, may your will be accomplished in your church.
成就在我们每一个个人的身上。
In the individual life,
我们把敬拜爱戴归给你。
Honor you and praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 那今天是2007年，其实是第二个主日。
This is the second Sunday of 2007.
那感谢神，上个礼拜。接着 王弟兄主给我们，其实也给了我们一篇信息，就是爱的信息。
And we thank God that last week, Brother Wayne, through Brother Wayne, that we were given a message, and the message of love.
那我们最近在交通聚会组和同工会一起在交通，说今年主日的信息要怎么样，主要怎么样带领我们。
Recently, we were fellowshipping with the assembly group and the co-worker groups, and what kind of message will we have in this year?
我想有两句话先跟在前面跟大家一起来思想。
There are two verses I just want to first share with you all.
我忘记了，本来是打算把桌子放下去，我可以站在前面一点。
I forgot to take the table down so I don't have to block you.
我们一起来念这个话好不好？
We'll read that first sentence there.
我传给你们神全备的旨意。英文一起来好不好 ？Declaring to you the whole counsel of God。然后第二节是提摩太，保罗对提摩太的话。
Second verse from First Timothy. Let's read it together.
这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。还是念一下英文 ：God's household, which is the church of the living God。 the pillar and foundation of the truth. 那其实这两句话，如果我们要仔细交通的话，有很多。但是我想，这就是一个开场白，带入我们下面整年的信息。
If we want to share about this in detail, there will be much sharing, but this is just going to be an introduction so that we can go on with the message for the rest of the year.
那今天人常常在问一个问题，就是我们要怎么样来生活。
People will ask that, how do we live in this world today?
我们为了什么而活着？
Why do we live?
所以 Rick Warren 牧师的书，他说 purpose-driven life.
And this Rick Warren had a book, it's called 标杆人生。
神给我们的人生其实是有目的的。
And God gave us a purpose for our lives.
那什么是那一个目的？
What is that purpose?
如果我们是在世界的光景里面，我们就是个人有我们自己的目的。
If we live in this world, we may have our own purpose.
那是人的目的。
That's the purpose of man.
可是神造人的时候，神是按着他的目的而造，所以人也是应当要按着神的目的来活。
But when God created man, he had a purpose, so we should live according to that purpose.
那一个我们就可以叫它叫做神的旨意。
And we can say that's the will, call it will of God.
所有神所说的话，所有神所做的事，通通是围绕着神的旨意。
All the things that God said, all the things that God does.Is surrounding this will of God.
那我们人不一样，人很多时候，有时候我坐在电视机前，我也没有什么，我也不知道 what's my purpose， 我也不知道要看什么，我就是在那里 flip the channel， 就是在那里换频道。
Man is different. Sometimes we sit in front of TV, we just hold on to the remote control, keep flipping through the channels.
那所以对在我们来讲，而且我们也是不是所有的都知道，所以很多事情对我们来说是。是 incident 是好像偶尔发生的事情。
We don't know what's the purpose. Sometimes we just feel things just happen casually.
但是在创造的神，在于全知的神，没有一件事情是偶然的。
But according to the God of creation, a God of all knowledge, everything is for a purpose.
所以我想我们基督徒要学习。我不是说你一定不要讲这个话，但是最起码我们心里要有认识，在基督徒没有 good luck， 没有 bad luck。
So that's why Christian we encourage that there's no 好运或不好运。
没有说中文叫做倒霉。
And there's no bad luck。
那我们说我怎么这么倒霉呀、啊？或者说我怎么这么命苦啊？
And there's no such thing as I have such bad luck and I have such bad life.
那世人是活在倒霉跟走运的里面。
And the world lives in either bad or good luck.
但是基督徒是活在神的旨意里面。
But Christians live in the will of God.
我很喜欢两个公式 ，good minus God equal to zero.
I like the formula that the word good minus God.Then you have a zero.
God plus zero equal to good.
神加上零就是好。
所以一切归根是回到神的旨意上面。如果我们能够认识神的旨意，我们能够连于神的旨意，我们就能够活出神所要我们活的生活。
So the rule is we must be connected back to the will of God. If we can do that, then we can live a life with purpose.
那什么是神的旨意呢？圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神定旨意有一个范围。
Now, what is the will of God there? But the Bible have a boundary of this will.
以弗所书第三章十一节告诉我们，神在万古以前是在他儿子耶稣基督里面定下了旨意。
And Ephesians tell us that before the beginning of the earth, that God had created all things according to the Son.
所以神的旨意，简单的说，就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
To brief, simply speaking, the will of God is in the Son.
神的旨意在我们个人的身上，简单的说，神要他的儿子做我们的一切。
To simply speaking, that God wants the Son to be control of our lives.
神要让耶稣基督成为我们。属灵的生命。
God wants Jesus Christ to be our spiritual life.
神也要让耶稣基督成为我们 家庭中我们所生活的那个生命，我们工作里面所生活的那个生命，我们在社会里面所生活的那个生命，我们在娱乐所谓休息的时候我们的那个生命，通通要是耶稣基督，这是神的旨意。
And Jesus Christ ought to be the life in our family, in our work, in our entertainment, in the society. Jesus Christ has to be that center.
当然很多时候因为我们不认识耶稣基督的缘故，我们以为耶稣基督就是叫我们什么都不想，什么都不做，我们人就是坐在这里所谓的听神的话，这就是耶稣基督，这是我们的误解。
We have misunderstanding that we would not think we just have Jesus Christ in us, we just listen, and that's our problem.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他说：“你们要看空中的飞鸟。”
In the world, Jesus said, "You can look at the sparrows in the air."
你们要看地上的野花。
You can look at the flowers on the field.
我是一个 engineer, 我是一个学电脑的人。我信主之前我很少会去看空中的飞鸟，我也很少会去看地上的野花。
As an engineer and studying the computer, I rarely look at the flowers and the birds in the air.
所以我从来没有觉得耶稣基督进入我的生命里面，把我的这个视野，把我的生命变窄了。反而我的经历是，当耶稣进入我的心的时候，他把我的心扩大了。
So when Jesus Christ entered into my life, it does not limit my boundary, but rather I can have an open concept of all.
中文说小心眼，我觉得人，我很多时候我还是发现我是很小心眼的。
And Chinese says a word that we have a little eyes to look at things, and I think I'm like that.
但是每一次回到耶稣的面前，他能够叫我的小心眼能够放下。
That every time I come back to the Lord Jesus Christ, I can put down my small eyes.
他能够慢慢的把耶稣的心慢慢的放在我的心里面。
Then he can put Jesus Christ into my heart.
所以神的旨意是要他的儿子成为我们的一切。
So the will of God that the Son Jesus Christ become our all.
当然第一步是神要先让我们得救，成为一个基督徒。
So the first step, God wants us to be saved, to become a Christian.
但是成为基督徒不是神最终的旨意。
But to become a Christian is not the ending will of God.
神最终的旨意是要让他的儿子耶稣基督来得着整个的人，甚至得着整个的人类，在人的当中做居首位掌王权。
The final will of God that Jesus Christ will have sovereignty over us individually, not only that, as a whole human race.
可以说这是神整个的旨意，这是保罗所传的神全备的旨意。
And this is the whole counsel of the will of God. That's what Paul had preached.
那另一面，这个好像是很广哈。那另一面呢，保罗也说到，他说教会乃是真理的根基。
And on the other side, this seems like to be a broad area that the church is the foundation of the truth.
教会乃是真理的柱石。
As the pillar of the truth.
那这个当然跟我们天然观念有点不太一样。那我们想，那教会倒了，难道真理就倒了吗？
So our concept may be different. That if the church falls, the truth falls.
那很久时间，我一直从这个角度去想这句话，我一直不太明白。
So for a long time, I was coming through this angle, and I did not understand this.
但是一个弟兄的交通打开我的眼睛，让我对这句话稍微明白一点。
But through a brother's sharing that I opened my eyes and now I understand this a little bit more.
圣殿的柱石，圣殿的柱子重不重在它的支撑，圣殿的柱子重在它的见证，它是一个表明。
The pillar of the church is not because of its a physical thing, but rather the testimony.
所以当说到教会乃是真理的柱石，意思是教会是为真理做见证的。
So when I say the church is the pillar of the truth, that the church is the witness for the truth.
人在这个地上找不到真理，但是神对教会的旨意是，当人看见教会的光景的时候，看见那个灯光的时候，人能够看见真理。
Man cannot find truth in this world, but when they see the truth and when they see the church, they can see the truth.
所以这是我们，我想我们彼此劝勉，我们聚在这里，我们在这里干什么？
So we can encourage one another as we gather here together.
我们在这里不但我们有吸引，而且我们在这里是有托付的。
Not only that we attracted to be here, that we have a responsibility also.
神可以说把真理放在耶稣基督里面， 然后把这个真理托付给教会，要教会能够成为真理的柱石，为真理做见证。
God can put the truth on Jesus Christ and that become the pillar for the church and then to be the witness for the world.
不但如此，教会也是真理的根基。那什么叫做根基呢？并不是说教会来托住真理。
Not only that, the church is also the foundation of the truth. Not that the church will hold up the truth. Not that.
乃是说根基，乃是说一切东西都是从根基里面发出来的。
But all the foundation coming out through it.
所以今天可以说，神把真理、把圣经托付给教会。那如果人要在教会之外去寻找真理的话，你可以说你找不到真理。
So God had put the responsibility of the truth to the church. So if you go outside of the church, you will not find the truth.
这是根基的意思。
And this is the meaning of the foundation.
但是这是神的托付，这不是要教会垄断，教会不是要变成一个真理的垄断。
But this is a responsibility that was given us by God.
教会乃是要把真理见证出去，叫许多的人从教会的外面能够进到教会的里面来。
So the church has witnessed for the truth, so people can come into the truth.
所以在这一个里面，我们今年有九个题目。
So in this that we have 9 topics for this year.
说到根基，所以可以说这是非常基本的九个题目。
And if you talk about foundation, this is a very basic for the truth.
但是说到全备，这也是非常全备。有说到神，也有说到人。
But if you talk about the whole counsel of God, this is actually very complete. We talk about God and also man.
可以说真理是非常简单明了的。
So truth is very simple and very clear.
什么是真理？简单的说，神就是真理。
What is true? Simply speaking, that God is the truth.
但是另一面，神不但如果只有神的话，神就如果只有神，那我们都不在这里，是不是？所以神的旨意是神要创造人，所以但是呢，人不能够脱离神，人要不是过一个独立的生活，人乃是要过一个依靠的生活。
That God, man had, does not live individually, but it has to live with what God had ordained.
所以很简单的说，神对人的旨意，有一个弟兄说，就是要人在万有中去享受神。在神里面来享受万有。
That there's a thing that we need to enjoy what is in God and throughout all things.
所以这九个题目。
So in this 9 topics,
是
this is that broken.
是 did I make mistake?
No, the light is gone.
哦，这个
yeah.
这个烧掉了。
Yeah.
Okay. 好 ，I will try my best. 那。我们还要不要讲这九个题目？那很简单的说，不需要，不需要，反正我们有一年的时间。那我想，也许主说讲太多了，那我们题目就不讲了。那一月份的题目，刚刚说到九个题目哈，九个题目，四月、十一月、十二月我们是空着的。
Earlier we talked about the 9 topics, but in April, in November, and December is blank.
那怎么办呢？
So how do we do this?
那四月是我们说复活节。
So in April there's Easter.
感谢主，主是复活的主。
God is the resurrection.
所以我们看到九个题目哈。那详细我们不去说它，这九个题目是冯牧师在整理基要的信仰，这个 Westminster Shorter Catechism 整理出来这九点。
And this ninth topic Reverend Fain had come up with when he studied the Westminster Shorter Catechism.
那刚好就是九个月，但是我们空了四个月，四月。
And there are 9 topics, and then we just leave out the 3 other months blank.
那四月、十一月、十二月刚好是三个常常我们过的节日，所以那三个月我们就按着那一个节日的信息。
Since April, November, December, we have festivals there, so we just do it according to that time.
那主也用前面那两句话来印证这些信息，所以盼望这是我们今年追求的方向。
And God has used the word to confirm the two verses to confirm this.
那今天这个一月份的题目就是神创造之工。
So the topic for January is the God's work of creation.
当然我补充一下，我们这是现在定是这么定。那在我们交通里面也说 flexible， 若是有弟兄实在有感动要交通别的，当然也可以。
Even though that is how we set it up, but if we are so touched by the Spirit, we can have different topics.
最起码希望一个月至少两次是交通在这个题目上面。
Hopefully, maybe at least two times we can share about this topic.
那一月份我们要交通的就是神的创造。
So in general, we talk about the creation of God.
那说实话，我这是我心里的实话。我常常看我同学的时候。我觉得神的话没有错，神是拣选了软弱的，要叫强壮的羞愧；神是拣选了愚拙的，要叫聪明的羞愧。
And honestly speaking, I think God, when I look around, that God had chosen the foolish one, and God had chosen the weak one.
我看看我的同学，个个都比我聪明，个个都比我能干。
Because when I look at my classmates, they are smarter and more talented than me.
我这个人对物理啦，对自然科学啦，我是可以说非常不通的。
And you can say that I don't know much about physical science.
所以我想创造，我不知道要怎么来讲神的创造。
So I don't know how to speak of the creation of God.
那我自己祷告里面，我想我就讲一节圣经，就是圣经的开头第一章第一节。
So when I pray, I will just speak of the first verse of the Bible.
实在说到创造有许多可说。
But there are many things we can talk about in creation.
那如果我们去看宇宙里面，宇宙当中的奇妙，我们可以看见神在这个宇宙中，他是主。
If we look at the amazing world that God had created, we can recognize that He is Lord.
那如果我们要看生命界，实在生命是那么奇妙，我们也可以看见神是生命的主。
If we could look at lives, and life is so amazing that we know that God is the Lord of the lives also.
但是人研究了那么许多，你要真要问人起源的问题，问说这个宇宙是从哪里来的。
But God, a man has studied so much, if you ask the origin of man and how does the earth come about.
那原谅我说，大部分聪明的人，他们不知所以然。
Forgive me to say that most of the smart people they don't know how.
可是很稀奇的，中文只用七个字。
And yet amazingly, the Chinese only use seven words.
我不知道原文是几个字，可能是五个字。
I don't know how many words are in the original text. Maybe five.
一句非常简单的话，你跟小孩子小朋友讲，他也可以懂得的一句话。这句话就把宇宙起源的奥秘告诉了我们。
Very simple sentence. Even when you're talking to a little child, they will understand the origin of the earth.
这是神的启示，简单、明了、准确。
This is the revelation of God. It's very simple and accurate.
当然，圣经不是一本介绍科学的书，所以神在这里没有必要把许多的公式给我们。
And the Bible is not to talk about the physical, the details of the science, so there's no formula in here.
如果是那样的话，只有那些有这个我们中文说只有知识分子能够懂得。
If it were so, that only those who are knowledgeable will understand.
但是圣经就像救恩一样，是关乎万民的。
But the Bible is just like the salvation is for all men.
神的旨意是要每一个人都能够明白它。
God's will needs to be understood by all.
所以就用这简短的五个字，神就把宇宙的起源告诉了我们。
So this very simple five words, and let's talk about the origin of the earth.
那这里在人的理论、人的哲学、人的甚至是神学里面，有好几个这个非常常见的门路吧，可以这么说。
There might be different view according to the philosophy or according to the theology of this by man.
那如果用这句话的话， 通通可以否决。
And maybe we can use this to deny those things.
那我想我们是从不同的背景来的，所以我提一下这一些，让我们在认识上有一个清楚的一个有一个清楚的一个说明。
Since we come from different backgrounds, I just want to mention a few of those so that we have the understanding.
我们唯物论以前我们说有两个我记得很清楚的，一个就是物质是永存的。
Materialism said that all physical form is will exist.
Everlasting.
It's everlasting.
物质是永存的，然后物质变化是有规律的。我想大陆来的可能对这两句话都非常熟悉哈。
And the change of the materials, well, there's a rule.
然后这是唯物的哈。那但是这里说天地是。神从无到有，起初神创造天地。
And materialism had that view, but here it said that God created the heaven and earth from the beginning.
那也有无神论啊，无神论。
And there's atheist.
就说没有神。
And there's no God.
为什么呢？因为看不见。
Because we cannot see it.
那等会我们要讲到时间，你看不看得见
？But then we'll say that, do you see time?
看不见，但是能不能感受得到？
But you don't see it, but then can you feel it?
可以感受得到。
You can.
所以圣经告诉我们，起初神。
So the Bible tells us in the beginning God.
神不但存在，而且是神开始了万有，开始了时间。
Not only God exists, He also began all things or began the time.
那也有许多是多神的。
And there are some who believe in many gods.
那这里我们说到神创造，这里只有一位真神。
Here we can see there's only one true God.
那还有特别在今天，这个 New Age， 就是说所谓的泛神 Pantheism.
In the New Age, they talk about Pantheism.
就是说，什么是神呢？神就在一朵花里面，神就在一棵树里面。所以今天许多很提倡保护环境，为什么呢？因为这是神啊，你要保护它。
They think that God may be in a flower, maybe in a tree, so there's many environments what to protect those things because God is in those things.
但这里很清楚告诉我们，天地是从神创造的，天地不是神。
Here it tells that the heaven and earth was created by God, they are not God themselves.
那我想这些我们就不去细说它，因为我也觉得 I'm inadequate.
And I won't go into detail, but because I'm not adequate to say it.To speak on those.
但是真理不根据我们知道的多少而改变，真理就是真理。
The truth does not fluctuate, but because we know it more or less.
圣经说，起初神创造天地。
The Bible said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
那我想我们先不能不提一下，来看一看神。
So we must then first look at God.
在创世纪第一章，我们刚才读到第二章的第三节，那如果我们接下去念第二章第四节开始念的话，你会发现好像它不是按时间次序的，因为第一章的末了已经说到第六天造人，但是第二章第四节又把造人的事重新说一遍。那为什么创世纪第一章第二章是这样写的呢？
And we have read earlier in chapter 2 and verse 4, it seems like chapter 1 already talked aboutGod created all things, and then chapter 2 verse 4 again described the same thing. So why did the Genesis is recorded like that?
那简单的讲，第一章的重点是说到神创造天地。
So the focus on the first chapter is that God created heavens and earth.
有提到人，但是他的重点他没有仔细去讲造人。但是第二章回头来，第二章就是仔细的说到神怎样造人。神造人的目的是什么？对人的安排是什么？
In the first chapter, it had mentioned man, creation of man, but not go into detail. But in the second chapter, it went into detail. What's the purpose for that?
所以我们二月份的主题就是神造人的安排。
So in the second month, our main theme will be the God creation of man.
所以这两个你可以把它分开看，也可以把它合起来看，但是。圣经里面第一章第二章是两段。
So we can look at this in one, as one subject, but we can also separate into two subjects.
那进一步 我想我们在这里可以去仔细看一看，从神的这一个字，神的这对神的称呼，你会发现这两段是截然不同的两段。
To go one step further, we can, because the word they use for God, then we can also look at it from that angle.
第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地。
In chapter 1, it said, God created heaven and earth.
英文就翻成 God.
And in the English, it's translated as God.
那在希伯来文里面，这个字是 Elohim.
In the Hebrew word, this is Elohim.
那 L 就是神。
L is God himself.
所以希伯来文跟希腊希伯来文跟阿拉伯文它都是 L。
So in Hebrew and also Arabic, it's also used L as God.
那现在你如果去看中东的地名，很多是 EL 打头或者是 AL 打头，那都是神这个字。
And if you look at the places in the Middle East, they use EL or AL to start starting words for this purpose.
那但是，所以我们说，这个从语言来讲。阿拉伯人他们所说的神其实就是这里希伯来文所说的神 El.
So from the language Arab, when they mention God, this is the same El here.
所以他们叫阿拉。
So they call Allah.
但是这是我说是从语言来讲，就是词是同一个字，但是你如果去看他们所信的跟我们所信的神当然是不同的神。
And this is from the perspective of language, they use the same word, but you know, to look at the details, what they believe in is different than ours.
不，这句话可能要改一下，就是说真神只有一位，他们那里所说的神并不是这位真神。
I should change it to the true God, there's only one true God, and what they believe in as God is not the same.
那 El 是神，但是这后面还有个 Elohim.
So what's the second part of that Elohim mean?
这个我们等会儿交代。那大家记得，就是在创世纪第一章跟第二章的开头所用的神这个字通通是这个 Elohim， 一共用了35次。
So we'll talk about more what that means, but in chapter 1 verse 1 to the beginning of chapter 2 they use this Elohim 35 times.
但是第二章第四节开始有另外一个字来说到神。
But in starting from chapter 2 verse 4, there's a second word used now.
这就是我们常说的耶和华神。
And that's what we always said, the Jehovah God.
那英文翻这个 Lord God 或者 Jehovah God.
Sometimes we will use Lord God as a translation.
那耶和华神这个名字的意思是当摩西在出埃及记第三章神向他显现的时候，神说我要差遣你去把埃及人救出来，让他们来侍奉我，从以色列人从埃及救出来，让他们来侍奉我。
This word is used when Moses God called Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
结果摩西就问神说，他说如果我去，他们问说向你显现的那位神他是什么名字，我要怎么回答他们呢？
And Moses asked, if I go back to the Israelites and said, the God who revealed to me, and they will ask, what is his name?
神就启示了这一个名字，神说，我是我所是的。
And God said that this word is, I am that I am. Thank you.
那这个字在希伯来文里面，就是你可以拼，就是拼 YHWH， 它是发不出音的，因为它通通是辅音。
And this is in Hebrew, it says YHWH, and you cannot speak that word because there's no vowel here.
那中文翻译说我是自有拥有的神。
And Chinese said that I am that I am.
或者说我是我所是的。
And I'm just I the am being I am.
那犹太人觉得这个名字太神圣，所以他们不敢直接用这个字。
So the Jews think that this is too holy a word. They don't use this word directly.
所以当他们念到这个字的时候，他们就换把这个字就换成念这个主 Adonai.
So when they read these verses, they will change the word and call them Adonai.
就是主的意思。
And that means Lord.
那 后来有基督徒就或者这么说，后来犹太人后来他们就把 Adonai 里面的原因把它放入亚伟，放入耶和华，就变成 Jehovah。
And they later on changed that word into Yahweh and become that Jehovah.
那后来有基督徒看见犹太人的圣经，他们就以为这个 Jehovah 是神的名，是神的名字。其实 Jehovah 这个名字是从 Yahweh 这个名字所衍生出来的。
And people later on said that that is the word, the name of God. Then actually, it's originated from that Yahweh word.
但是回到这个名字的意思，什么叫做我是我所是的？就是这个名字是神要救赎他百姓的时候，神向摩西把自己启示出来，是神启示的名字，也是神救赎的名字，也是神立约的名字。
But if you go back to the word, that this is the name that of redemption that God used.
所以可以说与人的关系，神与人的关系，神就喜欢用这一个名字。这是为什么创世纪第二章你发现用的是耶和华神，而不是用的是那个 Elohim 神这个名字。
So when God deals with man, God likes to use this name. So that's why in chapter 2 verse 4 starts to use this Lord God.
所以在创世纪第二章第三章里面基本上是用的耶和华神这个神字。
So in chapter 2 verse 4 and on and chapter 3, and you can see that basically thisname is used instead.
只有几个例外，那就是在蛇与女人的对话中间，他们还是用 Elohim 神。
There's only a few exceptions. It's like between the serpent and the woman, when they speak, they use Elohim as God.
因为对蛇来讲，当然他不认得神是耶和华神。
And to the serpent, he will not acknowledge that the God is the Jehovah God.
那也夏娃那时候他也不认识神是救赎的神。
And Eve did not understand that God is the Jehovah of salvation.
那第二点我想提一下，就是这里说到 Elohim， 它其实是一个复数字。
And also I want to mention that this Elohim is also it's a plural.
这可以说是神的启示。在圣经中虽然神是独一的神，是单数的。
This is a revelation of God, even though in the Bible is the only true God.
可是在创世纪第一章第一节，这个神这个字，你看它里面却是有复数的形式在里面。
But then from chapter 1 verse 1 you can see that it's a plural tense.
那这是很矛盾的，神怎么会是一位但却是复数的呢？
That's a dilemma here that how can he be one and then be in plural form?
那我想要解释这句话，我要看一下这个我是怎么写的哈，这个随便讲就把它说错了。
And to explain that I need to see how I wrote this. I don't want to speak wrong of it.
那这个我们可以记得，这是单一的名字。
And this is the only name, simple name.
复数的含义。
It's a singular name, but contain plural tense.
再说一遍，单一的名字，复数的含义。
And it's a singular name, but then have content of plural.
那这是我们常常说的三而一的神。
That's what we call the Trinity God.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
生命记第六章第四第五节说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
In Deuteronomy it said that Israel, you need to listen that is the only true God.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
You are to love your God with all your strength, all your mind, all your will.
所以神是一位单一的名字。
So this God is a singular name.
可是在神格里面，我们发现圣经的启示告诉我们有父、有子、有灵。
But in the character of God, you can see from the Bible, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以马太福音二十八章十九节，耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
So in Matthew 28, it tells the disciples that you are to make all the world the disciples.
奉父子 圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这可以说是说到神里面有三位的最清楚的圣经。
And then this is very clear that the God had three character.
那我想我们要继续下去。我今天保证不超过十二点。
And I want to continue. I guarantee I won't finish beyond 12.
那第一个字我们要看的就是起初。
And the first word we need to look at is the in the beginning.
神是时间的主。
God is the Lord of time.
时间是非常抽象的概念。
Time is very abstract.
今天我们已经不觉得，当我要教波阿斯，要跟他有，我记得第一次要跟他讲明天的时候，我想了半天，我想不出怎么跟他讲明天。
Maybe we don't feel that today, but when I tried to explain it to Boaz the first time to about tomorrow, I don't know how to do that.
要讲昨天呢，也说不出来。
And to talk about yesterday, I cannot explain that either.
那现在你不用跟他讲，他知道是现在。
The now present time I don't need to explain it, it's just like right now.
而且我发现一个幼稚的孩子还没有长大的孩子他没有时间观念。
And the immature child when he's not grown yet he does not have time concept.
你放他下去玩电脑游戏他可以他不会觉得累他可以一直玩下去。
You put him down to play a computer game he can continue on forever.
所以 我一直觉得我现在还没他还是没还没有学会但是我总是觉得要教他一个很好的一个习惯就是要让他知道时间 know the time.
Even though he had not learned yet but I need to teach him the concept of time.
暑假他们在马来西亚跟中国我就 email 给他一个 list 我说这是你每一天必须要做的。
In the summer they were in China and Malaysia I emailed to him that a schedule for the day.
律法不 work.
But the law does not work.
那我说你每天早上起来你要看找出来你是几点钟起来的。
And at least you need to put down what time did you get up.
你每天睡觉的时候你要知道你是什么时候睡觉的。
And what time did you go to sleep.
吃饭的时候你要知道你是什么时候吃饭的。
And what time did you eat dinner.
那这样你才会来管理来才会来计划你的时间计划才会你才会过一个有目的的人生。
Then you can manage and plan your time to live a meaningful life.
所以我相信在属灵上，从神的眼光来看时间，对我们是非常重要的一件事情。
And spiritually, I think it's very important how we can look at time.
什么时候我们注意到在主里面的时间了，就表示我们长大了。
When we can look at the times in spiritual sense, then we have grown up.
如果我们都不知道日子。我们不知道我们的日子
If we don't know our days,
我们不知道今天的 时候是什么样的时候
we don't know the time of this day.
那先知他们知道什么样的时候
the prophets, they know the time of the day.
借着圣在他们里面的圣灵他们对着耶稣基督说预言的时候他们知道他是什么时候受苦是什么时候并怎样的时候
According to the Spirit, they will speak what is the time to suffer, what is the time, what things have happened.
那我想我们当然比较关心的就是我们的时候，但是我想第一个我们要从圣经来看神的时候，这个时候可以说是宇宙的，整个宇宙中神定的时间表。
We might be more concerned about our own time, but first we need to look at what time that God had set aside for.
那时间的概念，神的启示怎么说呢？诗篇九十一篇说：“诸山未曾造成，诸山未曾生出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。”
In the Bible said that before the time had happened, and that you are God.
那你如果仔细去看英文
If you look at the English
我们常常需要死而复活
We need to have resurrection continuously
那从英文是说 From everlasting to everlasting 就是从永远到永远你是神
It's said 从亘古到永远 From everlasting to everlasting you are God
所以在时间的里面我们知道今天我们所有的这叫做时间但是在时间有之前那叫做永远将来时间要到达的那个地方也叫永远 所以圣经说从永远到永远他是神，就表示这还不是说在时间里面他是神，就表示在时间之外，在这个很难说，就是所有有时间也好没有时间也好，神他都是神。
And today we may have this portion of the time, but before that it's everlasting, and after this it's everlasting, but God said that from that to the end he is God.
那这是从永远到永远。那我再跟大家念犹大书二十五节。
This is from everlasting to everlasting, but I want to read to you Jude 20, verse 25.
那是一个祷告和赞美，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他。
This is a prayer said to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
从万古以先。
Before all ages.
并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
And now and forevermore. Amen.
所以这里把，不能说把时间，因为万古以前还没有时间，但是对于时间的概念，这里清清楚楚告诉我们，有 before age, 有 present age, 然后有 to the ages.
Now we can really not use the time because there's no time then, but then there's clearly said that there's the before the whole age, the now, and to all the ages.
所以那很简单，我想你记，如果你喜欢记这个，从原来的这个语言来看的话，那很简单，就是在这个 age 之前，然后呢现在跟直到 age, 这个永远这个字其实就是直到 age.
And if you want to remember that, there's the age here, there's a before, and there's now, and then it's to all the ages.
所以这两个黄的 yellow 的，这 original 是黄的，现在变成绿的了，这两个就是表明一个是有时间之前，一个是时间之后，或者我们说永永远远。
And from this we can see the yellow, the green is before the time and to eternity.
那什么时候是创世纪第一章第一节呢？就是时间开始的时候，这个是起初。
So when is Genesis 1:1? It's really the beginning of time.
那是时间开始的时候。
This is that beginning of time.
但是将来有一天，我们所谓的现在这个时代要结束的。
And in the future, one day what we call now will finish.
那这个太长了，这个时间太长了，我们要抓重点。什么是时间里面最重要的事情？
But this time is so long, but we need to hold on to what is the most important during this time.
耶稣基督的降临，这是时间的中心。
The coming of Christ, that's the center of time.
这就是现今这个时代。
And that's the time for now.
在主耶稣来之前，人是 look forward, 人是往前看。
And before Christ come, people will look forward.
今天我们今天的人是往回看。
And today we look back.
看那一个哥哥他的十字架。
To look at the cross at the Golgotha.
如果没有这个十字架的话，时间毫无意义。
If there's no such cross, there's no meaning to time.
时间也没有出路。
And there's no in and out of time.
但是是这个十字架把意义带给这个时间，也把出路带给这个时间。
And because of this cross, it brings meaning and a way out to this time.
第二件重要的事情，
The second important thing is
跟现在这个时代有关的。
It's related to this time.
是什么？
Well, what is that?
是基督的第二次回来。
And that is the second coming of Christ.
那就要结束这个时代。
It will end this time.
开始一个新的时代。
To enter into a new generation.
但那还不是永世。
But that's not eternity yet.
那就是圣经里所说万物复兴的时候。
And this is what the Bible said, the revival of all things.
这叫做来世。
And we call it the coming age.
我们不要跟佛教所说的来世把它混。
And let's not be confused what the Buddha talked about the coming age.
对不起，你我没有来世。
Sorry, you and I do not have the coming age.
我们的来世，我们的盼望是基督的回来，让我们有一个新的时代。
Our hope is when Christ comes back, we have a new time.
那时候有复活，盼望你我都在那头一次复活的里面。
And there will be resurrection. We will hope that it will be the first resurrection.
头一次复活的要与基督一同作王一千年。
Those who resurrect to begin with Christ will be reign in that millennium kingdom.
那稍微还有几个名词，我想这是这个四段哈。那还有另外还有几个关于时间的名词，我们把它也一起看一下。
And there's other name that we can use during this four time period.
那圣经里所说的末世。
And the Bible talks about the end of age.
当神的儿子来到地上，第一次来到地上。
When the Son of God first came to this earth.
他是做世人的救主。
He is going to be savior of the world.
第二次来到世上，他是要做审判的主。
When he comes back the second time, he'll be the Lord of Judgment.
这两次之间，可以说这就是末世，圣经里所说的末世的时代。
Between those two times, that's what the Bible said. That's the end of age.
那相应的，在有时间之到一直到主耶稣来到地上，这就是古时。
And between the time, our Lord come back and to the beginning, that's called the old time.
然后还有一个圣经里所用的字。就是说从创世以来。
Another word used in the Bible is since the beginning of age.
那看先知或者使徒是在什么时候，他说从创世以来，就是说从创造世界，就是刚刚我们所说的起初，一直到他所在的那个时候。
And it's what the prophets have talked about since the beginning of the creation to his time.
我想这是圣经里面对于时间的整个的启示。
And I think that the revelation is what the Bible had talked about concerning time.
所以加拉太书第三章第四节这么说。
So in Galatians chapter 3 verse 4 it says,
及至时候满足
until the time is filled,
神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下，要把律法之下的人赎出来，叫我们得着神儿子的名分。
God has sent, according to the time, the sent the son who is born of a virgin woman.
所以在这一段时间的里面，虽然在人看也许是黑的，人不知道将来如何。
In this time, and we see that it's black and it's dark, and we don't know what will happen in the future.
但是那位创造的神，他有他的时间表。圣经说时候满足。神就差遣他的儿子。
And but according to the God had his time schedule of time that when the time is full.
时间是以他为中心的。
The time is focusing on God.
所以在但以理的七十个七的预言里面告诉我们，从耶路撒冷城墙，从耶路撒冷重建，出令重建耶路撒冷，一直到受膏君出现。有六十九个七。
So in the book of Daniel, talk about the 77 from the rebuilding of the temple to the anointed one coming back. There's a 69-7.
那有一位弟兄，他仔细的把它算了一遍。
So a brother who had calculated in details of this time.
从尼希米第二章第一节历史上去找那个时间。
So from Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 1, then find the time according to the history.
那是445 BC 3月14号。
It's March 14 and 445 BC.
到耶路撒冷，到主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷的城墙城门。
To the time that when Jesus entered the Jerusalem with on the donkey.
是主后32年32 AD.
It's 32 AD.
4月6号。
April 6.
差 多少天呢？数字我就不念，太难翻译了。差的正是69乘以7乘以360天。
And that is 69 times 7 years times 365 days.
这是这个弟兄的计算。
I'm saying 60 days. This is a calculation of this brother.
这个弟兄他做什么的呢？他是伦敦警察局的，今天我们讲 CSI 嘛哈，他是 Criminal Investigation Department 的 chief。
And this brother who did that, he is the criminal investigation chief in London.
那我想他算的应该比我算的要准一点，这是他算出来的。
And he will be more accurate than I am. This is what he calculated.
圣经说，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。
And the Bible said, when the time is full, he will send his son.
你我怎么样过我们的生活？
How you and I live our lives?
有的人是只活在今天。
Some will only live for the day.
不管明天如何，今天吃吃喝喝快乐就好了。
Regardless of the future, let's just eat and drink today.
有的人是为明天忧虑。
Some will worry about tomorrow.
哎呀，我们不知道这个。当然有许多事情叫我们忧虑了。如果你坐飞机的话，看见这个天气，你就不得不忧虑了。
Sometimes will make us worry. If you are flying today and look at the weather, you will worry.
但是忧虑不能够使我们的寿数添加一刻。
But the worry cannot add any days to our age.
有的人是，我常常是这样，是满足于过去。
And some will be satisfied with the past.
我有时候常常觉得信主已经十多年了。
So I feel that I've been a Christian for over 10 years now.
我觉得很多以前不懂的现在慢慢懂了。
What I didn't understand, now I do.
以前不会的现在慢慢会了。
What I didn't know how to do, now I do.
我对主的心我就觉得就慢慢慢慢好像，这是我的害怕。我的心我觉得常常没有像初信的时候那么的强烈，那么的单纯。
And what I fear is my heart for the Lord is not as strong as it was before.
那我们要活在什么时间的里面？
So what kind of time should we live in?
保罗说，我们要为着目标，忘记背后，努力面前。
And Paul said we need to not forget the past and go forward towards the goal.
这是基督徒的时间观。
And this is the time concept of Christians.
那在我预备的时候，有一句话在我心里面很轻，可是我觉得很重。
And when I was preparing this, there's a soft voice, this phrase, but heavy in my heart.
这句话说，主已经近了。
That the Lord is near.
主已经近了。
The Lord is near.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道主已经近了吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we know that the Lord is near?
我想基督徒怕的就是我们头脑里知道主已经近了，但是在我们的生活里面，你找不出一点点我们预备的影子。
We Christian fear that the Lord is near, but in our lives we cannot see that that behavior.
在新年开始2007年还有一年摆在我们面前的时候，我愿意用阿摩斯书第四章十二节彼此勉励。
Now that we have a whole year ahead of us in 2004, I want toencourage one another with from Amos.
神说以色列啊，我必像你这样行。
He said, God said, Israel, I will do that like you.
以色列啊，我既像你这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
That Israel, you need to do this. You need to prepare for your Lord.
我们有没有在预备迎接我们的主
？Have we prepared for our Lord's coming?
保罗说，公义的冠冕不但赐给他，也赐给一切爱慕主显现的人。
Paul said the crown of righteousness not only given to him but to all those who have a hope for his revelation.
当我们在思想神是时间的主，是起初的主的时候，但愿我们有一颗预备的心。
When we meditate that our God is the Lord of the time, is the Lord of the beginning, that we will prepare ourselves.
对不起，我已经 break my promise。
我已经超过我所答应的。
那我想很简单的提一下，神不但是起初的神，他也是创造的神，他也是天地的主。
God not only the God of beginning, He also the God of creation.
好在我们还有弟兄会交通到创造，所以我想我就把我负担要交通的交通掉，其他的就留给我的弟兄们。
I will just share what I have, and there will be more brothers to share with this subject later.